it gets to me. I can't understand the think of it. Wipe them out. They've attacked and eliminated 12 villages. Bases deep inside Zambia. I hope someplace the socialists of this world will be able to stand up. I'm sure when the USSR has a laser beam perfected, some of this will stop. This is outrageous. No socialist said it should have to stand back. And see that lovely government. Zambia is a personal prime minister, personal friend of Prime Minister Brigham here, as well as our Prime Minister, the personal friend, Michelle in Mozambique, and Nair in Tanzania, who are very strong socialists and, I might say, strongly supportive of the Soviet Union, the avant-garde of liberation, the people's army that struggles to deliver us from oppression all over the world. And I know. Is making a three-nation tour starting in Rome to press his bid for Greece to join the European common market. Create its currently, and its associate membership of the EEC, the European Economic Communist Community, rather, and has asked for full membership by 1980. However, Greece is looking at U.S. with a jaundiced eye, because after Turkey invaded part of her territory, Cyprus, with the usual napalm bombs, the only place you can get them is from USA. Greece has been pulling away more and more from the USA. And in all fairness, China seems to be causing considerable disarray in the Second World. Don't forget her doctrine of three worlds. Her morality is unjustified. But she has gotten the third world, which means the European nations, and Japan to look more to her for economic trade. And USA is so stupid they can't see that they're being had. Following the statement of the killing of 12 black community cities, the brave statement of Patriotic Front leader Joshua Nkomo, the nationalist leader, as you know, sent a release saying that Rhodesian forces had attacked even more of his cities, villages in Zambia, following the initial raid on Thursday in Nasaka. He indicated that fighting is still going on, and he has stated that his Patriotic forces had shot down 7 Rhodesian, bravo for him, aircraft. It's the first time, he said, in history that aircrafts had been shot down in such large number with nothing more than field artillery weapons, hand arm guns, but they did it. New report on monosodium glutamate. It's monosodium glutamate. G-U-L-M. G Lutgamate. Anyway, the subject of it is an article published in the New England Journal of Medicine by a physician, psychiatrist, scientist, Dr. Walter Corman. He said the present preservative found in dozens of various American food products on sale especially the fast food type can cause very bad effects on the human body chemistry and even the human personality. It had effects even on human depression. It's thought that may trigger suicide in some of the people, meaning that suicide is becoming, unfortunately, the largest cause of death amongst U.S. youth between 18 and 34. Also, luminous frustration and just generally feeling crazy reported by the users in a test experiment that involved several thousands. And it also can cause fits of rage that could kill. It could do anything in the human personality to revert it and take its moral restraints from its conscience. So the damage would be irreversible to the person's psychiatric state, and food industries deny Dr. Carmen's charges. And of course, Dr. Carmen only has put in hundreds and thousands of dollars in the test of his own money, but he got some university grant money, and he placed thousands of students in the program. So I would think he'd know more about it. But just like the thing with the mind, it's, oh, we know. Just sort of pass it off like a man chauvinistically patting a woman's shoulder. It'll be all right. Now, how much more crap are we going to have in America? Here, a new round of sodium glutamate, not only in the meat, but in every phase of the food is horrifying to consider. Remember, there may be a test, and quite likely there will be, because we canceled People's Rally last night. So come prepared for your language test. And I want Vernetta Christian to get me the 160 names, so we can figure out what kind of work they're going to do while they goof off. We want everyone, no matter who they are, to realize that each one is responsible to do equally the things that are required by all. And there's 160 people here who think you're better than others, and we will not tolerate that. Much as I love you, we will not tolerate that. So let me know if you want to confess now as to why you do it. We already have your names. Confess why, confess what your problem was, some difficulty to it, but unless you talk to me, you're going to study, I can assure you. Thank you, and I love you very, very much. Davis, James Ford, Johnny Franklin, Willie Graham, Annie Harris, Hazelhorn. On this, it was cleared. On this list was Phyllis Bloom was cleared for research, and so was Tom Grubbs. They were cleared for research. Willie Thomas, Andy Harris, Hazelhorn, also Lee Hilton, Paulette Jackson, Garnett, Jesse Garnett, Samuel Johnson, Lou Jones Sr., Nancy Jones, Stephanie Jones, Rostine Jones, Franny E. Jordan, Gerald Johnson, Jones Billy, Billy Jones, Bill King, Wanda King, Doris Linton, and of course, Clarence was given also because of night work round the clock to Katsas. Same, some other secretaries, and other field workers. Doris Lewis, Tony Linton, Love Life Lowe, William Malone, LaWanda Mitchell, L.C. Mitchell, Annie Moore, Moorhead, Leola Moorhead, Lydia Morgan, Esther Mueller, Alvin McKinnis, Ray McKnight, Rose McKnight, Charles Marshall, Mr. Marshall, Heather Christus Marshall Smith, Callie Mitchell, Jesse McNeil, Chris Newell, Ken Norton. Some of these, Ken Norton was excused. Some of you people have the best records in the world, but you've got a lot of nerve thinking you can step out of a class. Now, if you have proof otherwise, you better see Renetta Christian right away. B. Parker, Brenda Parks. Because these are an hour and a half classes that you have to take extra. Joan Presley, 5 days. Stella Brailback, Pat Ray, Orlando Robinson, Jackie Rochelle, Anthony Simon, Barbara Simon, Ujara Sly, Winnie Smith, Cleary Sneed, Willie Sneed, Martha Souter, Ernst Thomas, Vinnie Thompson, Joyce Touche, Mark Scratch That, LaFleur Towns, Cornelius Truss, Janet Tupper, Victoria Lily Victoria, Jean Shaken Wagner, Johnny Walker, Scratch That. The following people I named are responsible for their test, and you can see Renetta, or she will see you. Renetta Christian will see you. Thank you very much.